Welcome to Tough Boba the Stir.
I guess we need more boba, right? Tough bobas the stir. Tough, you need more than one boba to stir, right?
Tough bobas. All bobas. So this is boba number one, Ken.
This is boba number two, Kylie.
Okay.
And today we have boba number three.
Hi, I'm Bob. Wait, we're recording
what?
Already?
Your name
Who
is
are you?
Ron.
I thought you were Ron.
You're Ron. Shit.
Are you Bob?
Wait, like, what? Come on.
Can we do that again?
No, you...
Oh, okay. My gosh. No, you can say it again.
Okay, hi, I'm Ron. Like,
Ron.
She just made up her new name, her Ron. Pseudo name, because she's a little worried.
And is Snake going to join in or no?
Yes.
No.
Okay,
I think
she's
maybe
gonna
next time.
Okay, maybe okay. next time. Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay, so this is the very first episode of Tough Bobas the Stir, right?
We just tried to do something in English before we start shooting Tough Boba season 2.
So this
cuz a lot of people are complaining about us having a really bad English whatever accent.
Yeah, we can't speak properly. That's what people say. So so we started this podcast, but mainly what we're trying to do here is to just pick an international news and chat with Ron, cuz like Ron is like super young. Like,
how old are you, Ron?
18.
Oh my god. 18. So you're born like
2003?
Oh my June, god. Yeah.
We should look at Snake's face.
I was in college already.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in college.
I don't even want to think about it. But where are you from?
All the way from Negros Oriental in the Philippines.
What? Say that again?
In Philippines?
Yeah, Philippines, Negros Oriental. It's like one of the many islands in Visayas.
Yeah, it's actually right next to Cebu, right? That we look. No, wait.
It's directly in front of Cebu. Yeah,
But you need to take the boat from Cebu to
Negros Oriental.
Thank you.
Yeah, but like that island that you were talking about,
the name of the island,
right? It's actually spelled Negros.
Yeah, Negros, as in like black people, Negros. Yeah, I think it was the Spanish who named it that way.
And nobody complained about that. And it's not only Negro, the second
right?
word.
It's
Oriental.
It's like dark Asians.
Yeah. It was named that way because like the natives are mostly, they look like me, but like darker. So we're all black over there, native. So that's why it's called Negros Oriental.
I was too shocked. Do people feel uncomfortable when they talk about the name of the island, or it's
just
people so normal?
Used to it.
Nah, it's normal.
Oh.
I don't think it was ever, you know, a big problem.
Have you ever encountered a real black person and visiting your island and got offended by your name of the island?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I don't think racism is that big of a deal there.
Huh.
Yeah, we're too busy worrying about poverty and stuff like that to think about racism.
Wow. I love it.
What was it like on the island, Ron? Like, do you have roads?
Yeah, we have roads, like, in the city.
But do you have traffic lights?
Is it concrete? No. Like, paved?
You know, when I came to Taiwan, the first thing that captivated me that I saw even from the airplane was that you have really such straight and clean roads. Like, that was amazing.
Straight and clean.
Yeah.
Straight road is rare.
We have roads, yes.
Have you ever been to, like, New Taipei City yet?
Isn't this Taipei?
No. It's okay.
There's another Taipei.
But still, like, she lives in like Tainan, right? Tainan is the same as New Taipei City. Oh!
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
But you were saying that there are roads.
Yeah,
there are
roads. But if we're gonna talk about the most modern of the roads, it's probably in Dumaguete City, and
so it's like the capital of the island.
Yeah, capital of the island. Kylie, you've been there, right?
Like, yeah,
there's a difference.
Dumaguete.
Yeah. Okay. But then
it's a really famous spot for divers.
Oh, really? Huh.
It's really, really pretty. Have you ever go inside
diving is
under
for
the water?
Rich. Only the foreigners go diving.
Only the rich people go there. See, locals worry about poverty. Come on.
We hire local people to.
So
like,
you create job opportunities.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Oh my god, this is horrible.
I know.
You're like exploiting Ron. Even till now, right now, you're exploiting her.
Okay.
Oh, wait, where were we?
Roads.
Oh, roads. Yeah. there, most of the places in the Maguette, in Negros doesn't have concrete roads. We only have like paths, you know, like people walk over it many times. So the grass is gone. Those are paths. Yeah. Or trucks roll over it. But when we're going to talk about roads, I think it's concrete or graphite. I don't know. But the roads are grayish. It's not like the one in Taiwan where it's black and clean. And then the roads are littered with junk, like clogging up the canals. Maybe that's why we have a lot of floods. Yeah. Like, and also there are craters everywhere. Like the roads.
Craters? Why?
Yeah, like the roads are really low quality, you know, like they break easily. So there are a lot of craters everywhere in the cemented road.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's pretty nasty. I mean, if you're a visiting tourist, it's fine. But like if you live there, you'll have to bear with it.
Yeah. So you were born there, right?
Yeah. Born in the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
Then, but then we moved there.
How old were you when you moved to...
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I think I was born in Manila because my mom was still in college. And then like we moved there because that was my dad's home. So yeah.
Oh. Okay. So you pretty much grew up in the island.
Yeah.
And then you moved to Taiwan? Or
yeah. Like,
so what happened?
The early days of the pandemic, it was like 2020. School was shut. Like everything went online class in the entirety of Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
All online classes. We were tired. Like my whole family were tired of staying at home. And my mom was like, hey, why not let's go to Taiwan? You can just roam the streets. You can go around, do anything you want in Taiwan. It's online classes anyway. Just bring your laptop back. And I was like, yeah, let's go. And that's why I'm here.
Oh, but do you speak Mandarin back home?
Not really.
Oh.
But your Mandarin seems fine to us.
Yeah, but can you read though? Can you read and write Mandarin?
Not, I don't think I could say I read Mandarin. Like, if we're in the Hosetan and then like I saw the signs, I can infer what it's saying, but I can't really read it. I can guess what it's saying, but I can't read it.
So, what does that mean? How can you guess if you don't read it?
There's some characters. There's some characters I can read, and then like
other characters, context, you have to guess.
Yeah, yeah. Using context clues, I'll guess the rest of the characters. Yeah, yeah. That's kind of how it works.
Okay, so can you recognize like 火车站三个字?
Yeah, yeah.
Three characters.
Kind of
like the train station.
Okay.
Wow.
我的故事应该就国小或是幼稚园程度。
Should we like get a tutor for you?
Oh.
I don't know.
Tutors are expensive.
Okay, so you're going to go to college.
Right here.
Oh, yeah, we have a tutor right here. So we have Snake.
Snake is a tutor. Like she taught a lot of high school kids. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's going to college. Ron is going to college. You're going to study college in Taiwan, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's nice. Like one of the main reasons I came here. Oh, because they're barely like the Maguette is a nice place for retirement. I think it was even ranked in the best place for retirement in the entire Philippines before.
Oh, wow.
Because it's very lax, you know. But the thing is, if you're growing up there, you want to be something bigger than you are. If you want to grow.
Yeah.
Then it's not the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's underdeveloped. How do you expect to, you know, grow if the infrastructures are like that?
Yeah.
If there are no good educational facilities.
Mm.
Yeah.
But why didn't you think about going to college in the Philippines?
You know, I never thought about that.
But I'm pretty sure there are really great colleges in the Philippines.
We have University of the Philippines, UP.
Mm-hmm.
My mom said if you're going to go to college in
like
the
even
Philippines...
Even she went to college there. Come on.
But I think it's because she wanted to learn English. Yeah, she wanted to learn English. But I wanted to learn... What did I want to learn? I still don't know what I want to learn. But I'm just sure that I don't want to grow up in the Maguette. Because if I do that, there are barely any job opportunities. What am I going to be?
You can be
rich divers coming from other countries.
Hey, to be able to like accommodate tourists takes skills. You'll need years of experience for that, and that's not something I have.
But it sounds like Dumaguete is a really great place. It's a beautiful island,
it
but
is
underdeveloped,
really
so sounds like a great opportunity for real estate investment. That's why it feels like to me.
You mean for you're like purchasing like, land and stuff?
Yeah,
yeah,
build resorts, you know,
pretty houses.
Yeah, actually, turn into like Bali or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Recently there's been a lot of
I knew
migrants.
God damn it, it's too late.
Yeah, really, there are a lot of migrants moving in. Like Where of course, we from? Have where are they we from? Have like those from the Westerners, like oh, the Europeans and Americans.
Oh, God damn it.
Like too going late. Going too to Dumaguete to find hot chicks. Yeah, yeah, seriously. We have a lot of girls looking for sugar daddies over there. So anyone wants to go, I can hook you up with someone.
What? Wait, you're 18. Why are you talking like a pimp? Why are you talking like a pimp?
It's so commonplace that it's, you know, it's natural, I guess. It's super commonplace.
Do you know any friend who are looking for sugar daddies, like your close yeah. friends?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And do people judge each other or no? It's no. like so natural. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's just a way of life, I uh-huh. suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's just wow. normal that we don't really consider it, you know, bad.
Oh, oh wow.
That's cool.
Unless if we see like the girl cheating on the man.
On the sugar daddy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If we see
it's
her
bad.
Cheating,
it's cheating bad
then we'll gossip.
Is it bad to cheat on sugar daddies?
Yeah, it's bad.
What is it?
If you have a sugar daddy, stay loyal. Come on, he's what? Giving you cash. Stay loyal.
As long as you don't get caught.
It's your one job, man.
One job.
It's a question of morals. It's a question of morals.
Other people do like make up for the looks of sugar daddies.
But do foreigners look for like underage?
Oh.
Because it sounds like your friends are probably barely legal.
Yeah, but like my friends are, I know some who are looking for, but like they haven't found one yet because like they're still 18 or below. So
oh, wow.
yeah, they're just sounds saying so that they're going to get one, but like they haven't gotten one yet.
They haven't really participated in the market.
No, yeah. I mean, it'll be illegal.
Yeah. yeah. Philip, what's the legal age in Philippines? 18?
18. Yeah.
Gosh.
Have you ever thought about looking for one sugar daddy or in yes. your life?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, oh. yeah, like back a few years ago, back then.
But a
like,
few years ago, you are 18 what? Right now, right?
No.
You're like, you're way more hardcore than Kylie.
No. I mean,
Kylie,
like,
you're useless.
Wait, I know I am. Oh my God.
It was realistic, okay? Like,
okay.
I didn't know what I was, even now, I still don't know what I'm going to become in the future. And, you know, I said, like, Dumaguete doesn't really have much job opportunities. Yeah. So, of course, the first thing I thought of is, well, just marry a foreigner because, like, they'll give you money. You'll have a comfy home and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, a few years ago, yes, I was preparing to get a sugar daddy.
Wow.
What kind of stuff did you prepare yourself for?
My English. I need to sound American, you know?
So American. Oh my.
Yeah. I've been binge watching American movies trying to get this nice accent that they like. And sometimes practicing Spanish because es muy sexy.
Oh, that's all you did?
Oh my God, wow.
But that's pretty
that's it.
Useful, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, what changed you? Like, no, what made you want again, to go to college? What?
No, no, actually, my question would be, that's what the girls on the island were thinking, right? What about the boys? What about men?
Ah.
What were they doing? Are they just like a lazy bunch of fucks or something? I don't know.
A lot of them are, yeah. But, I haven't thought about the guys.
Like, do they also look for sugar daddies?
No! Sugar mommies? No, no, no.
I don't know, those, right?
I haven't seen a single sugar mommy, yeah. What do the guys do?
Yeah, like,
have
if they know the island
any,
is, like, hopeless for
young men. Have you ever had any, like, boyfriends with local guys?
No.
Okay.
No. I was too busy, you know, procrastinating.
I'm thinking about getting a sugar daddy.
Yeah. Working on my skills to, like, do things. I think the guys, they keep telling me, yeah, the guys are too chill. Like, they haven't really, most of them haven't really thought of what they're going to do in the future, too. Like, they just say that they're going to be, like, a pusher or they're going to be.
Pusher? What do you mean?
What is a pusher?
Sell drugs?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I think they're joking, maybe. They're probably joking. Yeah.
Just like when you were joking when you talked about a sugar daddy, right?
I wasn't joking.
They probably were not joking either.
Oh, no. Don't expose them.
Huh.
Yeah.
So those young men, when they graduate from high school, they just don't go to college then on the island?
They still go to college, but like a lot of them go for courses that their parents tell them. Perhaps they say, your parents say, oh, you'll be a doctor. Then they go medical, you know, Department of Medicine. You'll be an engineer, Department of Engineering.
It sounds pretty easy to get into medical school if you say it like that.
Yeah, because like the institutions in Dumaguete are very
corrupted.
Lax. Yeah, like I said, it's hard to grow there. You know, there's barely any competition. So if you want a school in medicine, generally you can just go to Siliman. As long as you can pay the tuition, you can go to school. That's how it's like in Dumaguete.
And that degree is recognized by anywhere in the Philippines, I suppose.
Yeah, but it'll be harder for you to get a job unless you came from one of the famous universities.
Like but even if you are a doctor.
Yeah. Because they look at the school you graduated from. Oh. And if they don't recognize it, it's going to be hard to, you know, land a job.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Huh. Oh. And a lot of people don't finish college anyway, just drop out. Because like the tuition is expensive or lost interest.
Oh.
Yeah, what do they do after they drop out? I don't know either.
It's okay. I don't think you pay a lot of attention to that.
Yeah, because I would just...
You just like, don't care. Don't give a fuck
about... But again, like,
I was in my own world.
Yeah, and she was too young, right? She didn't even go to college there, right? She only went to high school, so she probably wouldn't know. Yeah. Or do you hang out with college students, Kylie, when you were in high school?
Yeah.
What do they do?
I hung out with college students when I was in elementary school.
Oh my gosh. What kind of hangout?
Normal, just friends. We play basketball together. Anyway, so did you change your mind? Like now you had, like you are going to go to college in Taiwan. It's a really good college. You don't have to expose it. But have you ever still, or are you still thinking about maybe I'll still marry a really rich person and maybe... That's fine too.
We'll just see the flow of fate, I suppose. For now, just graduate college. And after that, I don't know what to do with my life.
That's pretty
normal. We'll just see the flow of fate.
Hmm. Huh. Have you ever talked to your parents about, you know, having a sugar daddy?
No. Like,
is it acceptable?
All these kind of secret thoughts.
No. Are you sure they're not going to listen to this?
Yeah, they won't.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom's pretty, she's a boomer. She doesn't really get in touch with social media, so it's fine.
Okay.
Okay, we'll just make sure that...
Sorry. Your mom probably is at our age, right? How old is your mom?
50? Yeah.
Oh, 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, then. You probably are safe.
I think you're safe.
And then Ron told us last time, because last time she came to our studio and then we talked and we were talking about
Duterte, right? Like, the current...
No, I'm going to talk about boba milk tea.
Oh, you're going... Oh, yeah. Let's talk about boba milk tea.
Yeah. So last time when you came and then we offered you if you want to have a boba milk tea and you were like, no, it's bad. I said, what? I said, oh, I tried it in the Philippines.
Did you just mix tasso and what together?
Really?
Did you catch that?
No one catched that?
Okay.
Yes. So.
We were offering you to see if you want to get a boba milk tea, right?
Yeah. And Ron said that, no, boba milk tea was really bad and she had it in the Philippines. Mm. I was like, then you probably never had a good one. So we kind of forced her to have one and she loved it.
She was skeptical in the beginning before she drank it, right? She was like, Taiwanese people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. Like, I always thought milk tea was something unhealthy, you know? Like, but then, how do I describe this? The milk tea I drank last week, it's like, it's smooth, okay? It goes really well down the throat. It doesn't feel like it's rubbing against your throat. I'm no food connoisseur. I can't explain this properly in words, but it was really amazing, okay? It's not like it doesn't feel like you're chugging a whole glass of sugar and you don't want to like drink a whole gallon of water after just to wash it down. No, it's not like that. And don't even get me started on the bobas. They're like neither hard nor mushy. They're at the perfect balance, you know? What's the secret? How do they do that? It's just simply divine.
Divine.
Exquisite. How should I explain this? It's divine. Try it yourself.
But what was it like in the on the island? Did you try it on the island before?
Yeah. Well, the one I had there was...
What was it called? What was the franchise called?
Is it fine to...
Yeah.
It's okay. Just say it.
It's
a Philippine one.
It's a Taiwanese franchise, I think, of Gongcha.
Yeah,
it's like...
It's in Dumaguete,
it's the most famous... It's the most renowned in our city. Everyone knows Gongcha. They'd be like, oh, that's the best place for tea. Oh. And I tried their milk tea and it's like, I can't even finish a full cup because... Like, my throat will be really dry and I'll have to drink water.
They probably don't use fresh milk there.
They probably use powder, right? Like
powder. Yeah, probably.
It's all those like flavor powder,
or
milk powder.
Baojiu ru. you know, like the milk that you don't ever need to put in the fridge.
No, what? Those are actually normal milk, you know.
They're milk,
but
like
they taste weird.
No, no.
Oh, you mean like pasteurized milk?
Yeah, pasteurized milk.
Oh, yeah.
But no, but like, you know, in Europe, they drink that kind of milk all the time. They get milk on the shelf, not in the fridge.
Are you sure it's not because it's always cold in Europe? Like basically the whole Europe is a fridge.
It's a different way of sterilizing the milk. So that's how they can preserve it differently. But I'm pretty sure it's the powder itself. It's just like, you know, back in the days, you know, if you want to get a taro milk tea, they just add like a bunch of purple powder, right?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the days.
Yeah, we have taro milk tea there too. Like they use powder.
Right? Oh, yeah, purple powder, right?
Yeah.
Or creamer. I thought you guys grow your own taro on the island.
When it comes to drinks, we mainly use like chemical stuff.
Yeah.
To make it, because it tastes different, you know?
Yeah. And desserts is really colorful in Philippines, right?
Like, we have a lot of additives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like when it comes to native delicacies, they're actually, their vibrant colors are actually, some of them are natural.
Natural. Oh,
yeah, because they really like adding random things like mangoes. They're super yellow. They throw it in and like glaman, make it everything, put it together, it becomes like a halo halo.
Oh, I love halo halo.
Oh, yeah, I do.
it's super so sweet though.
I know, but it's so good.
Yeah.
Because like in Philippines, it's so hot, right? So all you want like after a meal is like a halo halo.
Yeah.
So Ron, your parents are from Taiwan, right? Originally.
My mom.
Your mom is.
And your dad is Filipino.
Yeah.
Oh, so your mom married a local Filipino guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so I'm just curious. So you kind of grew up in this mixed culture, like, you know, both from the Philippines and both from the Taiwanese perspective. Mm-hmm. How do the general Filipino people see Taiwan? Do they see Taiwan as a country or they can't differentiate Taiwan from Thailand? Or
that's actually a good question. Yeah, that happened a lot. Like when I say, I want to go to Taiwan, they'll be like, Thailand? Like, why? You want to see elephants? Like, no, Taiwan. So, like, the thing is, in my island at least, a lot of people or most people don't know what Taiwan is. And those who know, they think it's part of China.
Ah. Yeah,
I think it's because we have more Chinese migrants there than there are Taiwanese.
Yeah.
I think there are only 3 Taiwanese families there in the whole island. Yeah, and the rest are Chinese. And, you know, of course, they'll believe the Chinese perspective because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, would you identify yourself as Taiwanese or more Filipino?
Oh,
Or both?
I hold both passports, so I guess it's both.
Okay.
Yeah, but if I were to choose, I'm sorry, Philippines, I love you, but I would prefer to be Taiwanese more.
Oh, interesting.
Just because of boba milk tea?
But
you spend way more time in the Philippines. Why would you make that decision?
Yeah, but like the amount of time I spent in Taiwan is short, around 2 years. But but I guess Taiwan opened me up to the world. Like in the Philippines, I was very ignorant. Even now, I'm still ignorant, kind of. But at least I see more perspectives when I'm here. You know, when I was in the Philippines, I used to love China. Like I said, there's a lot of people, Chinese people there. So when my mom said she's you know, my mom's Taiwanese, so I thought it was, you know, Chinese. And I was like bragging to everyone, ha, I'm Chinese, look. And then I love Chinese culture to a point where I was practicing Chinese all the time, anywhere, and practicing the guzheng, Chinese zither.
Oh, wow.
And drinking tea everywhere, like just to pretend that I'm Chinese. I love China. But then, you know, when I came to Taiwan, even though I haven't really... Because I've been working since 2020, I haven't really got to see a lot of places. But just talking with some people made me realize that China isn't what I thought it was. Like, I was exposed to things like the Cultural Revolution, the forced labor of Uyghurs, and the ethnic cleansing, kinda. And
Who have you been talking to?
Yeah.
Like you people came to the street to talk about, oh, you know what happened.
You just came to Taiwan. You were doing like homeschool pretty much because you go to school on Zoom, right?
Uh-huh.
So who do you talk to get all this information? Like,
there are some like
random people on the street in Tainan or what?
No, to get a breather.
That's why you're in Tainan.
To get a breather, I like to play the trumpet by the riverside, and then like, there would be some old men who would like come up and we'd chat a bit. That's how I came to learn things like that. And when
that
I go home, I'd research.
That is so random.
Yeah,
play
it's
trumpet
kinda
by the river in Tainan.
I mean,
that's pretty
that
cool.
No, it's really cool.
It's really cool. We're not judging. It's just really cool.
Okay, because like in the Philippines, we practice out. Because if I practice at home, everyone will get angry.
Yeah. So it's just really cool. Because none of us do that.
Really? No.
Yeah, because we don't know any instruments.
Your voice are your instruments.
Thank you.
Oh wow, that's really so. That these old people, they just say chat with you, and you're like, "Yeah, I love China." They're like, "Yo,"
they're like trying to bring me back to reality or something. They said like, "有点被骗." Yeah, turns out the China that I was turns out the China that I was imagining like in my head is more similar to Taiwan than anywhere else. Because look, we're a perfect mirror image of everything China could have been, a flowing democracy, and then like human rights are a fault. You know, I strongly believe that the way we treat ethnic minorities, the way a country treats ethnic minorities and LGBTQ people, are like reflects its values.
Hmm.
So if you are to put them down, like perhaps what the Philippines is doing, then or some parts of America, yeah. If you were to put them down, then it reflects a lot of the values of the people there. And in Taiwan, the government is supporting ethnic minorities a lot. Mm. Like, you'll see sponsored artists everywhere.
I mean, they're trying really hard.
Very hard. Like, you can see scholarships for Yuan Zuming everywhere. Like, it's amazing the way the government is supporting ethnic minorities here. We're not persecuting them.
But
like a
well, next time when we have our minority leader, Apao, Aboriginal singer from Taiwan.
Yeah, indigenous people.
Indigenous
singer.
People.
But I'm really curious that when you met mm-hmm. the old, you know, man in Tainan, did they just assume that you're from Taiwan or you speak Taiwanese or what? Or did they assume you are from Southeast Asia?
From your appearance, you don't look that Taiwanese.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Like
you look a little more tan.
Well, yeah. They ask if I'm like...
Yuan Zuming.
Yeah. The first guy asked if... 你是 Yuan Zuming 吗?
Yeah, that
was where it happened. It was pretty random. Yeah.
But it's really cool. Yeah, we'll introduce Abao to you. She's a really famous indigenous singer.
She has won the biggest award.
Oh my
god.
Yeah,
she's
really
awesome.
Cool. She's awesome.
Actually, we'll play some of her songs for you next time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's really good. But
I think that's it for the first episode. I hope you guys love it. We love it. We're so
we love
inspired.
It. Yeah. Oh my god, you're awesome.
You're awesome.
You guys are
awesome. Yeah. I'm actually really nervous right now. My hands are shaking.
No, you're
don't be.
Shenji is so beautiful. I think she's doing
Snake.
A great job.
She's great.
Right? I think this project is going to continue. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, and comment on the YouTube section.
Yeah.
And just let us know what you think.
Be nice.
Okay.
Bye.
Be nice.